The Jew who had lived in the diaspora from the perspective of these Zionist thinkers was one who was a sheep led to slaughter. He was docile, he was passive, he was incapable of defending himself and his own interests. The new Zionist state would create the new Jew who could fight with an Uzi automatic, who could defend his own homeland. It's difficult to say these words in the context of a war going on right now in the Middle East. But clearly you must appreciate to what degree this is a new image. The Jew as a fighter, the idea of an Israeli army that is powerful, is not an idea that is part and parcel of Jewish history. It only emerged, the idea, in the 19th century. And it only became a reality in the 20th century. This was also part of rebuilding, but it was rebuilding, of course, in a different way. So here we have two images. The Jew who builds the good society, the utopian dream, and the Jew who defends himself against enemies. Notice that in all of this dream, there is very little mention of Arabs and the Arab other and so on. I don't want to try to explain why, except that no one in the 19th century was talking about Arabs. We're talking about the populations, the indigenous populations that were living in the Middle East. This was something Jews were thinking about in terms of their own predicament, their own dilemma, and thus they did not reflect. They had a blind spot, but of course they were together with everyone else in the European civilization who also weren't thinking about indigenous colonized populations. They saw this area relatively as blank, and therefore to create a land in Israel would be to create a new culture, a new Jew, a Jew who is a builder, and a Jew who is a defender. All right, hopefully if you look at these three dialectics, these three paradoxes, you will see something about what both unites the Zionist dream in the 20th century, in the 21st century, and also what creates challenges and problems. These issues of being abnormal or being normal, of being fighter or being builder, indeed are also tensions that are very much ingrained in present-day Israeli society. Now, what I'd like to do is to give you three examples of Zionist thinkers who I think are interesting from primarily from the perspective of this course, because they offer us another perspective to think about Jewish identity. In the case of all three, we are still speaking about secular Jewish thinkers. Jewish thinkers who will not deal with the issue of God, religiosity, spirituality. They care only about defining Jews as an ethnic group, as a cultural manifestation of a larger culture. And clearly for them, that is sufficient. And I think in each of their own ways, they contribute, therefore, not only to Zionist thought and the history of Zionist thinking, but also the history of modern Jewish consciousness. The first man that I want to mention, his pen name is the Hebrew word Achad Ha'am, or one of the people. His real name was Asher Hirsch Ginzburg, and he was born in Russia and became the leading proponent of a school of Zionist thought called Cultural Zionism, as opposed to Political Zionism, which was clearly the stream that was associated with Theodor Herzl and his followers. Herzl, you recall, was the architect of the idea of the Jewish state and clearly worked to promote among the nations of the world some kind of political solution so that Jews might ultimately retain this territory. But Achad Ha'am saw the Zionist promise and the Zionist hope from a different perspective. He criticized Zionist leaders who emphasized the political and practical problems of Jewish statehood and Jewish settlement at the expense of ignoring the cultural and the spiritual. For Achad Ha'am, it was quite clear. Zionism was not to only bring about a rescue agency for Jews. It was to rescue the whole nature of what Jewish culture was all about. In this sense, we are thinking more in terms of that messianic vision of what the Jewish state can be, what it can provide to the nations of the world. So here is already an irony. Here is a man speaking about a spiritual value, a cultural value of Zionism, but as you will see, he's a total agnostic. He's not going to speak about God, religion, and so on. Can you be spiritual without believing in God? Can you be spiritual without being religious? That is a very, very interesting question, which we pose now in the case of Achad Ha'am.